since it's the last week also. Then next week's Yom Yerushalayim, the week after Shavuos.
The week after I'm gone, the week after you're gone.
So, one and two is the topic we're doing, Kevin Dvarim, has a lot to do with Shavuot also. Because from I remember singing Friday night, there's the song Zachor v'Shamor v'Dibur Echad. You know where that comes from? Where does Shamor v'Zachor come from? I mean, it's from the Chodori, but what's it based on?
Shabbos.
The Ten Commandments in Shmot says Zachor Tema Shabbat, and in Dvarim, Shamor Tema Shabbat. But what we have to discuss is what's the book of Dvarim and why. Why it repeats the Ten Commandments and why it's different. But to start with, I wanted to just give a little intro to Sefer Dvarim, which I don't think we talked about yet. Probably not. Pretend someone asks you, what's Sefer Dvarim? Like, if someone asks you, what's Sefer Bereshit, what would you say?
What's the story?
Creation and God picking the Jewish nation, our forefathers, our history. Yeah. And Shmot, story of the Exodus, receiving the Torah, the Mishkan. Right, there you go, yeah, nation building. Vayikra, Torah Kohanim, lots of Kabbalot, the Mishkan. Bamidbar, traveling in the desert, what happened in the desert. So, what's Sefer Dvarim? What would you say?
Everything that we already
Moshe's
said.
Parting words.
What?
Moshe's parting words.
Which means?
It means it's the like, recapping of the Torah.
Yeah?
Moshe's parting words.
Yeah, but what's he say? Because parting words can take, you know.
Preparation, practice,
getting the break, it's a new term. But what's, when you say Mishnah, what's Mishnah Torah mean? Again?
What litany mean?
No, what has it understood, Mishnah Torah?
A recapping of the Torah.
So recapping what? Recapping the laws or the stories or both?
The laws.
Some stories. Some of the stories also. Yeah.
Don't forget what you...
And why would Moshe recap and review the laws and stories before he dies?
Because these are future-oriented things.
Yeah. I guess laws has to do with the land of Israel. He's going to review and stuff like that. Okay. Now, the laws that he reviews and recaps in Dvarim, what books are they from? They're from all the different books?
What's the government?
This is from Bamidbar and from Vayikra, and from Shmot. But it's a review, isn't it?
Yeah, but I can't understand that myself though. Because why would we need another book to review what we've learned? As in, why would it need to be recorded? Can it just say Moshe reviewed the laws in front of the people?
And when they record it, why can't he repeat it right? And when he does repeat it, why can't he repeat it right?
Exactly.
Even bigger question. So for some reason, everyone says that Dvarim, or you've heard that, right? Dvarim is like a repeated review of Chumash and of the first four books. And like everyone says it, but I'll show you a minute, it's simply not true. And it's real easy to prove. Why not easy to prove? Because you're familiar with Sefer Dvarim a little bit. Summer vacation, but yeah. What stories in Sefer Bereshit are in Sefer Dvarim? Creation, the flood. Avram Avinu, breaking the idols, that's not Chumash, no. The Akedah, Yosef's brothers, Yudah and Tamar.
No.
Not a word of it, right? So it's definitely not a review of the stories. How about the story of the Exodus? The plagues? Crossing the Red Sea?
No.
Okay. That's a pretty lousy review of, like, that's a big chunk there. Let's see. Coming out of that. The Ten Commandments is review, that's for sure. That's it. Yitro, the story of Yitro? Doesn't mention it, that's for sure. How about the Mishkan? That's a big topic in Sefer Vayikra, isn't it? Is the Mishkan mentioned in Sefer Dvarim? No. You're right, not a word. So we have the story of Chet Egel and the story of Matan Torah. But, and a couple of laws for Mishpatim were reviewed. But 90% of Shmot is not reviewed. Stories or laws. Definitely not the Mishkan, that's a big bulk of it. Vayikra. What laws? You said Vayikra laws were repeated. What laws in Vayikra are repeated in Dvarim?
Tara.
What?
Tara.
In Dvarim there's Tara? I don't think you found the word. In Dvarim? Oh, when you go to war, what do you call it? It says, what do you call it? Does it mention it? But it's not the laws like, it's a law about going to war, about the war has to be, your machne has to be kadosh. But it doesn't have all the laws of Tumat Zav and Zavah. Like, you know, it doesn't have laws of Tzara. There's not laws about korbanot. There's no laws about how to bring korbanot, what korbanot to bring in Vayikra. What's it? Laws of, what laws?
Shemitah is repeated.
Shemitah? It's the same name, but what Shemitah, Bahar, Shemitah in Bahar is about what? Shemitah, Shemitah Karkaot, and in Dvarim, Shemitah Kstafim. That's not a review.
Ribbit.
What?
Ribbit.
Yeah, there's a couple of laws from, there's a couple of laws from Mishpatim that, you know, that sort of sneak into Dvarim. But 95% of Vayikra is not the reader. We have the holidays, but from totally different, not, it's the same holidays, but different laws about the holidays. We can parse the race. It's not the same as Amor. It's not a review of Amor. It's different laws that Amor had. How about Bamidbar? Well, the stories in Bamidbar, right? So what stories in Bamidbar are in Dvarim? Yeah, but Maragam is totally different. But totally different. Yeah, it's a pretty bad way of repeating something and changing all the details around. How about the story of all the camp, no, setting up the camp and organizing the camp? Lashon Hara about Miriam, that story. They're switching the Kohanim and Levim around. What else is there? Lighting the menorah, the Nisim. They're not. There's the Korach, the whole Korach story. Moshe and the rock. There, all the laws about entering the Pinchas story. We met the story of. We don't have the story. We mentioned Balpor in passing, but we don't have the story. So all that. And how about the laws in Dvar, in Bamidbar? Like Nazir and Sota and Paraduma and the Tumisam. None of the laws are there. Or basically you have 0% of Breshit, 10% of Shemot, 3% of Vayikra, and maybe 4%, 5% of Bamidbar. No. On top of that, are there any laws in Dvarim that we never had before in Chumash? 95% of them. But for some reason, and I'm not coming up with a wild theory. It's there. You understand? All you have to do is read the books. They're not there. But for some reason, everyone says Dvarim is a repeat. And it is. It's a repeat of laws, but not of the first four books of Chumash. Now, because we don't have too much time, let me tell you what happened. What's different Dvarim? It's so easy. And I'll explain to you why people get mixed up. And to just explain what's happening in different Dvarim, we need to have a class on what happened on Shavuot. Everyone knows Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, made a covenant, remember that covenant? And we got the Ten Commandments. Am Yisrael accepted to be a Mamlechet Kohanim Pugei Kadosh. We say Naseh, Naseh Benishma, and we get Aseret Dvarim, we get the Ten Commandments. After that, what happened? What happened after the Ten Commandments? God spoke to them at Har Sinai. Remember the people got scared? And then Moshe was going to become the middleman. But they have a whole big Kiddush when they say Nasa Benishma, and there's Alot and Shlamim, the Homies Beachim, in Parsha Mishpatim. We get some laws in Parsha Mishpatim. But after all that, take a look in Sefer Shmot. Just one first, that's all we need. Sefer Shmot, look at the very end of Parsha Mishpatim. Anyone need a chumash? We're good? We're good? We're good, we're good, we're good. We're all good. You good one there? You want a better beer if you ask. The end of Perach Abdal, the last Parsha, Machter in Parsha Mishpatim. Famous story. You all know it, I don't know by heart, but you know the story. Keep passing it back. Perach Abdal. Perach Abdal, the very end of Parsha Mishpatim. You see, this hopefully understands the word. Okay, who's reading for me? Passing it back. Want to read? Yeah.
Am I translating
that? No, that's easy. These two stuff you don't have to translate. Okay. In Yeshiva.
Go up.
You're not in Hasmo now. No, Hasmo is, that's their high school. God tells Moshe, come on up to the mountain. Keep going. Why is Moshe going up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights? To receive what? Three things. Luchot Ha'Aven. What else?
Torah.
Mitzvah. Luchot Ha'Aven. The Torah and the Mitzvah. Which God is doing what? Which God is writing to teach them. Already? Now, God tells Moshe, there, no. And if anyone has any questions, they go to, read one more line and we can skip. Got it? Moshe goes up and he tells his kinyan, if you have any questions, go to Aaron Achor. Say, skip to the last line of Pasuk Yifet. Better known as the first 40 days. Everyone knows this story. Moshe goes up for 40 days and 40 nights to receive three things. Luchot Eben, the Torah, and the Mitzvah. What's it? We know what the Luchot Eben are. What's the Torah? It doesn't say Torah. There's no Y there. The Torah. What Torah is he getting? I mean, we have Bereshit already. We have Shemot. We have the Ten Commandments. What? We don't know. The word Torah is... He's going to get the Torah and the Mitzvah. Remember? There's the Torah and the Mitzvah. We don't know what they are. But that's what he goes up to get. Chumash will define them later on. We're going to figure out what they are. But Moshe goes up to get the Torah and the Mitzvah. Like when we do Hagba, what do we say when we do Hagba? Is that a pasuk in the Siddur? Or that's just from the, that's in Chumash. In what book is that? Ah, good. We're going to see why. That pasuk, which you all know by heart, is going to be the answer to the question. We'll see soon. But Moshe goes up to get the Torah and the Mitzvah, which God's giving him. And he's there for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, what follows now in Parsha Truma? What laws? What laws follow in Parsha Truma? The laws about the Mishkan. Now, when did Moshe get the laws of the Mishkan? According to the rabbis, in the second 40 days, after Chet Egel. Understand? Which we'll see, it makes a lot of sense also why they say that. Now, the rest of Sefer Shemot talks about the laws of the Mishkan, the sin of Chet Egel, and God's Minot Rachamim in building the Mishkan. What do we never find out in Sefer Shemot? What Moshe got on the first 40 days. Is that amazing? Moshe goes up for 40 days and 40 nights. What should Chumash tell us now? The laws he got in the first 40 days and 40 nights. And what does it tell us instead? The laws of the Mishkan, which he got in the second 40 days. What doesn't it tell us? The laws he does get. When Moshe came down after 40 days, he received all these... He received the Luchot, the Torah, and the Mitzvah in the first 40. When he came down, does he teach the people the laws he got? What happened when he comes down after 40 days? What happened when he came down after 40 days?
So the ego.
Yeah, what happened to the Luchot?
Smashed.
Oh, they broke, didn't they? And did he teach them the Torah and the Mitzvah? He couldn't. Why couldn't he? Because there's a crisis, remember? And God wants to kill everybody. Why teach people? They're not ready. And what's Moshe have to do first? SOS? What's he have to do? He has to renegotiate the covenant. If the Luchot are broken, the brit is broken, there's no point in the Torah and the Mitzvah. And therefore, the rest of Sefer Shemot talks about renegotiating the covenant. And Moshe goes up for another 40 days. And the symbol of the covenant, or the tikkun, which is the Mishkan, which is going to fix the sin of Chet Egel. It's going to be a little bit of rehab. But what do we never find out? What laws he got? But there is one story in Sefer Shemot, which I should have told you about. Open up the end of Parsha Ki Tisa. Tarek Lamed Aleph. There we get the story of Moshe comes down after the second 40 days. This Parsha you're not familiar with because it's like all the way at the end of Ki Tisa and it's long. Look at Tarek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Tet.
Chaf
Tet? Pasuk Chaf Tet. Tarek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Tet. Moshe was coming down the mountain, isn't he? How do we know he's coming down the mountain?
The Hebrew says so. Moshe.
And this is the famous story when Moshe grows horns. You know the famous one with Michelangelo? It's built on these psukim because they mistranslated the word Hikwan Opanav. Moshe comes down, and the people are scared of him. And Moshe breaks the ice. And then read Pasuk Lamed Bet. That's all we need. Read Lamed Bet.
Oh,
and then what happens? Next line. Enough. Got it? What does Moshe do when he comes down? He teaches Bnei Yisrael what? Everything that God taught him on Har Sinai. Which includes what? The Torah and the Mitzvah. But what does Sefer Shmuel tell us about? It tells us about him going up and coming down and receiving the laws, what do we never find out in Sefer Shemot? What laws he got. You see where we're going? Yes. Moshe's up there for 40 days and 40 nights, and Chumash in Sefer Shemot never tells us the laws that he got during those first 40 days. They're not in Sefer Shemot. The only laws we get in Sefer Shemot are the laws of the Mishkan, and what anything has to do with the 13 middle of the Rachamim and the, you know, the New Covenant. But the laws he got, they're not in Sefer Shemot. He teaches them in Sefer Shemot when he comes down. He's got 6 months while they're building the Mishkan, he teaches the laws, but Shemot doesn't record them. What laws are in Vayikra? When were those given? Like in the beginning. Or some of them at least. The beginning of Vayikra. Remember Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Be'ohom Olemor? After the Mishkan is built, God calls Moshe and tells him, these are the laws that you need to know to use the Mishkan, how to bring a Korban. We have laws in Vayikra that were given after the Mishkan is built. And in that book, sometimes we go back to some laws from Har Sinai, like Parshat Bahar. There's some laws that were given on Har Sinai. But they all have to do with the Mishkan and Korbanot and how to use the Mishkan and Tumah and Torah. But they're not the laws that Moshe got on the first 40 days. They're not the Torah and the Mitzvah. And Bamidbar is mostly stories. There's some laws in Bamidbar, but they're not the laws that Moshe got during the first 40 days. Maybe some of them might be, but didn't say they are. But they're all laws that have to do with like Paraduma and there's the Tvini Musafim, Nazir and Sofi. They're all laws that have to do with the Mishkan. Guess where we're going to find all the laws that Moshe got on the first 40 days in Har Sinai? What book are they going to be in? That's Sefer Dvarim. Understand? And here's what's confusing. In Sefer Dvarim, Moshe is going to teach Bnei Yisrael all the laws that he got on the first 40 days. You know how we know that? The book says so. We're going to read it in black and white. You don't need a commentator. You don't need a commentary because Moshe himself is Moshe is going to tell the story how he got these laws. And here's what's confusing. The reader of Chumash has never heard these laws before when he reads Sefer Dvarim. Understand? He's never heard this before but who has heard the laws? Bnei Yisrael heard the laws. It means Moshe has taught these laws many times. When was the first time he taught the laws? When he came down with the second Luchot. And we see he teaches them over and over again. When is the last time he teaches the laws of Sefer Dvarim? In the 40th year before his death. And what does Chumash do? Chumash is going to record the laws in the manner that Moshe teaches them the last time as opposed to the first time. Understand? And we're going to see why. Yeah.
If he received all the Torah when he was in Sinai the first time,
yeah.
What was he doing after the second time?
Getting the Mishkan laws. And getting mercy and getting the second Luchot. And getting Miyot Torachamim.
Ah, so he wasn't so much learning then.
He was more fixing things. And getting the laws of Mishkan. That's why Chazal understand it for sure. Now, what's confusing? Sefer Dvarim is a review. It's Mishneh Torah, the Rabbis Torah. But we misunderstand them. Mishneh Torah doesn't mean a repeat of Chumash. It's a repeat of laws that Moshe had already taught, that Bnei Yisrael have heard many times, but the reader of Chumash hasn't seen them yet. You follow? Yeah.
So I was being interjecting, but I know for a fact that in Mishpatim there are 63 mitzvahs taught.
Yeah.
So how can it be that you said earlier that there were 95% of the laws that we hear in Dvarim we've never heard before?
Because most laws in Mishpatim we don't have in Dvarim. All the laws of Nezikin are not in Dvarim.
So say if between the books and that must mean we have at least 100 mitzvahs written down in the Torah before Dvarim.
Yeah.
So saying, how does that...
Because the laws of Mishpatim, I'll explain the way Ramban explains. The laws of Mishpatim come before the laws in Dvarim. The laws of Mishpatim come on the same day that you receive the Ten Commandments. Moshe gets the Ten Commandments, and the people get a little scared, and then Moshe goes up by himself, and the people are still standing there, and Moshe gets 3 chapters of laws. And on those laws, they write them down and call it Sefer Abrit, they read in public, and they make it be Kiddush. And they say Nasa V'Nishma. And Ramban explains, what are those laws? These laws are like basic principles. Like they're all one-liners. The laws about society in the desert, the Nezikin laws, civil law, and some basics of moral law and justice, and a couple things about a little thing about the holidays. But he calls them. He compares. Ramban compares it in the beginning of Parshat Mishpat. In the beginning of Parshat Truma, he explains that. He says the laws in Parshat Mishpatim are like what you do when a convert comes to convert. You teach him the basic, like some basic principle laws. He accepts those, then we go to the next level. So they're like a synopsis of Judaism. It's called like mifzakim, what that is. They're like sound bites.
And Devarim, they're going to
go in detail. For example, there's three lines about the Shalosh Regalim in Mishpatim, and there's a whole chapter about it in Devarim. That's not a review. That's expounding. Now, the laws like Hashavas Aveda, which are what do you call it? Which are similar but a little bit different. And we'll have to see why things like that happen often. Now, let me read what I just told you. Let me read it inside. Open up Sefer Devarim, Perakeh. Well, see, there's speeches in Sefer Devarim. Most of you have, like, a couple of big speeches. But there's one big speech. His first speech is Perak Aleph to Dalet. But the main speech is going to be in Perakeh. Perakeh through Chavav. It's like a real, real long speech. You don't realize how long the speech is. It takes us through the whole summer vacation. Perakeh, Parshas Veschana. Perakeh. And I want you to figure out, the speech is so easy to identify. Okay. Look at Perakeh and tell me who's speaking. Is it first person? I mean, first speech is first person, and Kodesh is narrator, and third person. Who's speaking in the first pasuk in Perakeh? Take a quick look.
Moshe. Moshe.
Who's right? Is it Chumash or Moshe? Why are you both right? Chumash speaks half the pasuk. What's it? What happens? How's it begin? How's Perakeh begin?
Moshe
calls all of Israel together. Vayomer lehem. And what's the first word that Moshe says? Close your eyes. What's Moshe say? Shema Yisrael. Remember? To the Chukim and Mishpatim. Okay. Listen, there's a lot about speeches. You'll learn this when you take speech class, or you have to speak. When you speak, there's three parts to every speech. It goes like this. Say what you're going to say. Say it. Say what you said. Remember that principle? When you begin speaking, you have 20 seconds, if you're lucky, to catch your audience. Your first line has to get their attention. You ever been to a class where the teacher just starts talking, you don't know where they're going? You're all familiar with that. The opening line is key. And in the opening line, you have to explain what you're going to be doing. But you do it in a cute way that gets their attention. And then, people are listening and you can follow. When you're done, you summarize the main point. And in the middle, you have your content. Got that? Say what you're going to say, say what you said. That's the model. Does Moshe follow that? Look at the first line. Pretend you were there. And what is the speech going to be about? How's it begin? Shema Yisrael to the Chukim u'Mishpatim. That I'm commanding you today. Now, pretend you were there. What would you expect the next line to be?
And these are the
answers. Shulchan Aruch, right? Look at the next line. What's Moshe tell them? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our boss, Karati Manu Brit B'Choreb. What did he do? We made a covenant with God in Choreb. That's a story. Why is he telling that story now about the Brit B'Choreb? What's that to do with the opening sentence? What? I'm expecting to get Chushim Yishpatim. Instead of telling laws, what's Moshe do first? Why is he talking about the Brit at Har Sinai? Simple. Why is he talking about the Brit Har Sinai first? Why?
Because they're contained in them are all the laws.
Yes. The laws I'm teaching you are part of that covenant. Yes. You're committed to these because they're part of the covenant that you made in Har Sinai. Now, if you were there, what would you say? If you were growing up nowadays, you say, oh, that was so 40 years ago. Yes. Who did God make that covenant with? With the first generation. And look what Moshe said to the next line. Not so. That covenant wasn't made with your forefathers. Who was it made with? It was made with you. You know what the rabbis learned from here? I saw you at Sinai. Remember that everyone was at Har Sinai? Saying the covenant at Har Sinai was for all generations, not just the first generation. And that covenant was just as applicable to you as it was to them. Despite all that, when the book's over, he's going to make another covenant. And every 7 years we're going to make this covenant. But the covenant is binding on every... We have to renew the covenant. It's one covenant that's renewed every 7 years. Now, that's what Moshe says. There's another problem here. Who's this covenant between? The covenant's between God and the people. Who should be saying the laws? Look at Pasuk Dalet. What's Moshe tell the people? These laws I'm teaching you today, they're part of the covenant, and the terms of the covenant, how are they given? Pasuk Dalet? Panim b'fanim, God spoke to you face to face. So why is Moshe teaching laws? Look at the next line. God spoke to you face to face, but what happened? I was the middleman, why? Because you got scared and begged me to go up and get the laws instead. That was the story in Sefer Shemot, which we'll see again very soon. Got it? In that context, what does Moshe quote first? He quotes the Ten Commandments, because what were they? Those were the laws that God spoke to you, panim b'fanim. He finishes quoting the Ten Commandments, and he's going to tell the story about how they got scared. Go to Pasach Haf, when the Ten Commandments are over, and look at the story. You see the story in Pasach Haf? You see the story there? Read one more line. Read Pasach Haf, and we'll skip. Yeah, Pasach Yotet, I guess.
Sorry?
Yotet in Yerchonosh, because you have a different, Yerchonosh in Eschaf, he's in Yotet. That's because when you count the Ten Commandments, the Pesukim in the Ten Commandments are, depends on the Tamim, how you divide them up. What happened? When you got scared, one more line, I'm sorry. Man can speak to God and live. Got it? And they said, hey, this is much for us. Why are we going to die if we stand there anymore? Skip to Pasach Chavdalad. Carefully listen to Chavdalad. What do the people want Moshe to do? You go to Shekhali, you go to class and give us your notebook. And whatever you say, we're going to keep. Shamanu Vasinu, ring a bell. Shamanu Vasinu, Asavi Nishma. Whatever you say in God's name, we're going to do. Does God like this idea? In Sefer Dvarim, he loves it. God says, great idea. Okay, he just said, Tibasher Diberu. And listen to Pasuk Chavav for you, Chavzayim for the rest of you. Listen to what God tells Moshe to do. This is the key to the whole book. Go tell the people to do what? Go back to your tents. Okay. And, Batapo.
Batapo. Amoz imodi va'adavro elecho es kol ha-mitzvot v'ha-chukim ha-mishpotim asher t'lamdeim v'osu v'ores asher anokim esen ha-lu-ishto.
God tells Moshe, tell the people go back to your tents. And Moshe, you stay with me up here on Har Sinai. And what's God going to teach Moshe on Har Sinai? The ha-mitzvah and the chukim mishpatim. Then who has to teach you? Then Moshe teach the people, and the people are going to keep where? In the land of Israel. Now, why is Moshe teaching people? Why is God teaching Moshe the laws that Amish has to keep in the land of Israel in the first 40 days if they have another 40 years that they get there? You better answer that question. You understand my question? Why is God teaching Moshe Rabbeinu laws in Har Sinai on the first 40 days that they have to keep in Israel if they're not going there yet? Because what was the original plan? They were supposed to go in right away. Of course he should. Had it not been for the sinning, they would have gone in right away. And what laws should Moshe learn from God? The laws God needs to teach are the laws that Amish has to keep when they go in the land to become God's nation. And that's the laws they get in the first 40 days. But because of Chet Egel, and later because of Chet Amargalim, what happens to those laws? They go on the back burner. You know why? Because you can't keep them, because they're stuck in the desert. When does Moshe teach them and review them? The last time? And the new generation is ready to go in. That's what's going to happen here. So Moshe just told the story. Moshe just told the story of all the laws he got on, how God gave the laws. What would the reader want? What would the listener want to know now? What are you expecting? Moshe just told the story that I went to Har Sinai and God told me, stay here and I'm going to teach you the mitzvah of Kimish Patim to teach them. Make up the next puzzle. What? Something like that. Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph. We're right there. It's next to us. Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph. Perfect. Does it make sense? Play the music. Moshe is saying what's coming up now. What's coming up in the speech is the mitzvah and the chukim mishpatim
The guy that helped me to teach them, to keep in the land. Understand? What's going to follow now?
The laws that Moshe got on Har Sinai, that he's supposed to teach the people to keep in the land. And take a look now, what's the first law? Now close your eyes. What's the first law? What pasuk is the first law? That's his mussar. The mantira, where does the law start?
Hey.
Yeah, pasuk galat. I mean, first he wakes him up again. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the first commandment is, Vavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. Why is that the first commandment? Why does that come up first? Because that's the ikar. In fact, Ahavat Hashem is going to be called Ham Yisrael. That's what's called Hei Haidia. You heard of that? The definitive law. Why is that the law? Remember, all laws are created equal, but some are more equal than others. Why is Hamitzvah? Why is Avat Hashem the most important mitzvah? But that you have nothing. That's like in a marriage. You can have tons and tons of laws and regulations, but without Ahava, you get nowhere. Yeah. Ahava alone is not enough. That's not a religion. That's not going to last for thousands of years. But Ahava has to be the base of the relationship. Got it? Well, we're going to see how we're going to have a whole section of laws called Hamitzvah, which talk about our connection to God. Now, Pasuk Vav, listen carefully. Everyone knows it by heart. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele. What's that referring to? Is that going backwards or forwards?
We understand it go backwards.
Imshat, what's it going? The things that I'm going to teach you, I'm going to command you today. Now, I should have told you, this speech goes all the way through. It started in Derek K. It was all the way through. If you have time, you can check it out once. Just read Chumash. Moshe doesn't stop speaking until the end of Perek Chavav. All the way to Parsha Kitavo. Until the laws of Bikurim. It's one continuous speech. It's a story in the beginning, and then we have Shema, and then we have tons and tons of laws. It's the longest speech there is, in all of Chumash, by far. Nothing comes close to it. Understand? And therefore, Boyu Ad Primeila, these things that I'm teaching you today, which is the speech all the way to Perek Chavav, what's special about them? What's it say? Asher Alavavecha. Keep in. V'shinantam levanecha. What's that mean? V'shinantam means to teach in Hebrew is lamed. V'shanen. V'shinantam. 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 That's what it means. Shinun. Repeat over and over and over again. Because what do these laws require? Constant repetition. And the rabbis, in fact, Chumash has a name for these laws in constant repetition. What do you call a set of laws in constant repetition? Mishneh Torah. Understand where the name comes from? Mishneh Torah. Why is Mishneh called Mishneh? Because it needs Shinud. Remember, you have to learn it by heart. You need to have heart. Remember? Practice, it's called Shinun. You know what Shinun means. In modern Hebrew, it's like to sharpen a pencil because you do something over and over again. Shinun is cheder. Shinun is when you go over and over. It's okay. The sanaim. It's a classic word in Hebrew. Now, these laws need constant repetition, and therefore, Moshe is teaching them over and over again. In fact, you know how often how many times Moshe taught these laws? Look at the first line of Sefer, the first line of Sefer Dvarim, the first line of the book. Keep your finger here and go to Sefer Dvarim. Eila Dvarim, remember? You had Dvarim, Eila Shonachim. Eila Dvarim, what's coming up in this book are going to be the Dvarim. Asher Diber Moshe Ko Yisrael. Where? Beit HaYarden. These are the laws, teachings that Moshe taught in Israel, Beit HaYarden, which is what we're reading about now. When else did Moshe taught these laws? In the Midbar, where else? In the Arabah, where else? Musuf, between Paran and Tophel. You see the whole list? This is a speech that Moshe has given numerous times. Understand? Look at Pasuk Bet, which doesn't look like a Pasuk even. Moshe also taught this speech during the 11-day journey from Har Sinai, from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea. What happened to Kadesh Barnea? Have you read the Bible? Kadesh Barnea. What happened in Kadesh Barnea? According to the Chumash I read, Moshe sent spies from Kadesh Barnea to check out the land. And what was supposed to happen in Kadesh Barnea? They were supposed to go into the land of Israel and conquer the land. And Kadesh Barnea sends the spies, and they go to check out the land. They should have come back with a good report and got the people excited. Instead, everything backfires. You know that story. No. If the trip from Har Sinai to Kadesh Barnea should have been the journey to the land of Israel. Therefore, during that journey, what laws does Moshe teach? The laws of Sefer Dvarim. Because what are they about? The laws he has to keep when he comes in the land. Yitabala Aretz. Understand? But because of Chet HaEgel, and because of Chet HaMaglim, that was put off. And therefore, now, Pasuk Gimel, what's happening now? Now, in the 40th year, on the first day, 11th month, what's Moshe doing now? He's teaching the laws one last time. After we teach Sichon Ono. Before he gives the main speech, we have a first speech, and guess what he's going to explain about in the first speech? Why has it been 40 years since I got these laws? And what's the reason it's been 40 years? Because of Chet HaMaraglim. And therefore, what story does Moshe talk about in the beginning? Perek Aleph in Dvarim is about Chet HaMaraglim. But he's not telling the story as an historian. Understand? He's giving a pep talk. He's giving a Musar Shmuz. And telling the people, your parents' generation were in the same situation you're in. 40 years ago, we were this close to going into Eretz Canaan and fulfilling the Torah. But what happened? Your parents' generation messed up terribly. And here's what happened to them. And what's Moshe worried about? The same thing happened again. And therefore, when Moshe tells over the story of Chet HaMaraglim, he's not writing it in a story, no, here's what happened. But he's speaking as a pep talk. And he's going to only emphasize points that are necessary for his Musar Shmuz. You understand the difference? And once you understand that, you'll understand why there's all the differences between here and Bamidbar. Here he's blaming, and here the people are to blame for not going in, because he's worried about the people making the same mistake. Bamidbar, remember, was a story about leadership. We did that show last week. So Bamidbar, the focus of the story is on the leadership side. We blame the 12 leaders. In Devarim, Moshe blames the people. And they're all to blame. They're, the people are to blame for listening to the leaders. And Bamidbar, the leaders are blamed for misleading the people. But each book with its name. And that's why that explains all the differences in the story. Yeah?
The reason for the difference is because
here Moshe
is blaming the leaders of
Bamidbar. Here he's blaming the people, because he doesn't want the people to make a mistake again.
Right.
Because the people got scared. So don't get scared again. And then in his whole speech, then he goes into tremendous detail about how you were so successful against Ogun, against Sichon and Og, way more detail than we had in Bamidbar. Because he wants to show the people, just like God helped you then, he'll help you again. That's the first, understand that's the first speech? And therefore the first speech in Sefer Dvarim is the, it explains why it's been 40 years. And now after the first speech, explain why it's been 40 years, the next speech, he tells the laws. First he tells how they got the laws, and the first laws are Shema. Understand? Now, go back out to Dvarim Perek Vav. We have Shema. After Shema, we have lots of laws about. See, what's, look at Pasuk Yud. Compare it above. See, how's it begin? When you come into land, when God brings the land, and you're going to conquer the land, and you have to be careful don't intermarry, don't make covenants with these other nations. Okay. Look in Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf. Should look very familiar. When you come into land, what's going to happen? Your kids will start asking questions. How come we have to keep all these laws? And you tell them why, that's why God took us out of Egypt, to give these laws. Look at Perek Zion, how does it begin? When you come into land, another problem. Remember? Don't be afraid of the nations, or be careful. Got that? And Moshe goes on and on about warnings. When you come into land, make sure not to follow other gods. Don't leave me. And he gives Musar, remember how bad things were in the past. And in this Musar Shmuz, he's going to tell them about, don't repeat the mistakes of your first generation. But it's Musar he first got 40 years ago, and now he's giving it again. Now, this goes on and on to the end of Parshat Ekev. Look in Parshat Ekev, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. It's very familiar. See Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel? How come it looks so familiar?
Second paragraph of Shlosh.
Okay. Which is the very end of this unit. Because look when it's over in Pasuk HaBet. And here we have the definition of what the mitzvah is. What's it say? Read Pasuk Chabet, Perek Yud Aleph. Then, Vahorish. If you keep this entire mitzvah to love God, etc., then God will help you conquer the land. Now, according to Pasuk Chabet, what's the definition of HaMitzvah? Take a look. What's HaMitzvah according to
Pasuk?
Avat Hashem, isn't it? B'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. And therefore, we have a section called HaMitzvah, which begins Vahavta and ends with Vayim Shemoah. And what's the theme of the whole section? It's kind of Vat, you know it? Is all the Eight Yevin of Chanan is all about your attitude to God. Loving God, fearing God, remembering God, don't becoming haughty. Just read it later. It sounds everything very similar. It's all about what we call in Yeshiva Musar. And this is a beautiful conclusion. God says, if you keep this HaMitzvah, He'll help you conquer the land. What section should come next? If this is the HaMitzvah section, what's going to come next?
Chukim u'mishpatim.
The Chukim u'mishpatim. Look at Perek Yudet Pasuk Aleph. We ask for a better Pasuk. What's Yudet Aleph? Ela Chukim u'mishpatim. See how this speech is built? And the Chukim u'mishpatim go from Perek Yudet all the way to Chavah. Yudet Chavah. What topic is in Parsha Berei? Hamakom Hashibchar Hashem. Then you have Maser, Maser Rishon, Maser Sheni. You have Shemitah Ksafim. You have Kol HaBechor. You have the laws of Aliyah LeRegel and the Chagim, the Shosh Regalim. You have Shortim V'Shotrim, laws of a king. Or basically laws of nation building. Laws about going to war. Who goes to war? When you go to war? Your economic system, your social justice system, your political system, your Supreme Court, your judicial system, your circuit court system. You follow? You have a whole set of laws of how to become a nation representing God. When were all these laws given? On our Sinai in the first 40 days. Moshe's teaching him one last time. Now, when he teaches him after 40 years, he's going to throw in comments. Remember what God did to Miriam? Remember this? Remember that? He'll throw in Musa left and right. But that's the speech in Sefer Dvarim. Make sense now? You understand why the book's so misunderstood? It's the most important book of Chumash. In fact, it's the book of Matan Torah. These are the laws that came part and parcel with the Luchot on the first 40 days. Look at the end of Perek Chavav when the speech is over. I want to read the end of the speech.
We have time to read it later on your own. In every library. I'll show you why the speech ends in Perek Chavav. Look at the last lines of Perek Chavav.
The last four lines. You see Pasuk Tetzayin? It's a summary. You see why it's a summary? Remember the speech being about you had Bram Elash and Rokhim Yisab Chayyum Allah Bavecha? It's been a long day, that Hayyum. In Pasuk Tetzayin of Perek Chavav, tell me if it's not a perfect summary. What's Moshe say? Read Hayyum Hazeh.
Hayyum Hazeh Hashem Elitech HaMutzav Hala'at
Zahukim Ha'ele 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 Ha'ele
Ha'ele
Ha'ele Ha'ele Ha'ele Ha'ele Ha'ele Ha'ele Ha'ele Ha'ele Ha'ele Who's commanding? What did he say? Who's commanding these laws?
Moshe.
But what did Moshe just say?
Shem Lekech Mitzavcha.
Ah. You know how important that is? Who's teaching the laws?
Moshe.
But who gave the laws to Moshe? Now, if you were there, what would you think? What's the biggest fear that Moshe has? What are the people going to say? That Moshe made him up. And therefore, Moshe spends tons and tons of time explaining to the people, even though I'm teaching them, I'm only the middleman. Whose laws are these? These are God's laws. And that's the Rambam in the Gimli Kari. When we have to believe what's called Torah Misinai, that Moshe is Nabi Emet, you know what that means? It means we have to believe the Ikar Emunah, which is basically Shuto Shem Mikra and Sefer Dvarim, is that when we learn the laws of Chumash, we should not think that Moshe made it up. Someone could believe in God and said God appointed Moshe to be the lawgiver, but Moshe made them up after he got permission from God. No Chumash says, and no Moshe says. Moshe says, I'm only the middleman, and the laws I'm teaching you, I received them from God. Why am I teaching them, not God himself? That's the first story. What happened? You beg me to be the middleman because you were afraid you were going to die. Remember, you can take Har Sinai. Panim, God spoke to you and Har Sinai face to face, but that was too much. And you begged me to be the middleman, and that's why I'm teaching instead of God Himself. But understand, they're not my laws, they're God's laws. And Yisod and Emunah, the laws that Moshe teaches, are God's laws, not Moshe's laws. That's what's called Torah Misinai. You follow? That's the Ikar of the Rambam. A lot of people misunderstand something. We'll see what they misunderstand in a minute. Now, read on and listen how what's going to reverberate here at the end is the theme of Brit Sinai. Remember, what was the Brit Sinai? We did this half a year ago. Bayim Shmot Yishmoy V'Kolim Shmoytem Et Briti V'Tim Skulam Mikol Amin V'Tem Tiyudim Amlechet Kohenim V'Goy Kadosh. That was the Brit before Brit Sinai. Listen to the same words here when Moshe finishes his speech. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Have it? Chabav Yud Zayin.
Es Hashem ha'emarato ha'yayot v'chol el ha'kodim v'lelechot v'drocho v'lishmo ha'chotov v'mizbezo v'mishpoto v'lishmo ha'pakodim.
What did you take upon yourself? To follow God. He'll be your God to follow His laws. You took upon yourself to be dedicated to keeping His laws. And now this is what God took upon Himself. Hashem. Where's the Kasher Dibelach at Har Sinai? About them. Vitem niskula mikol amim. Remember Kili kol aretz? Lutitcha elyon.
Lutitcha elyon al kol ha-goyim asher ofta le-tila le-shem
le-tila
le-tila
le-tila le-tila le-tila le-tila le-tila le-tila le-tila le-tila le-tila you keep these laws, you make God glorified. With God's tila, shem and tila will come great by keeping these laws. And we just explained the chododi. Shomor v'zachor b'dibur achad. Where's that from? That's the Ten Commandments in Tarek. Hashem achad u'shmu achad. That's Shema, the beginning of the speech. The Shem Utifer Tila is the end of the speech. Understand? The first dance of Lecha Dodi is the main speech in Sefer Dvarim. The beginning and the end. And the thing. Now, it's Brit Sinai, and what's the Lecha Dodi, the great Kabbalist, Rav Shlomo Kibitz from Tzfat, 16th century, what's he saying? How do we treat this covenant between God and His people? Not like a master and servant, but rather like a husband and wife. Because what's his theme? Ahava. You see what Kabbalist, what real Kabbalah is? It's deeper insight into Chumash. And using an analogy, let's compare Sefer Dvarim and the theme of Dvarim to a relationship with God. Shouldn't be on the robot keeping laws, like Yeshiva Bokhar. Be like a Chassid. You understand Chassidus? Oh, forget. We're Yotzi Shur. That's the Yisod of Chassidut. It has to be an avar relationship. You can't be a robot. No matter what the Mishnah is going to say. You follow? No, if you're just... you have to find a balance between the two. But I want you to appreciate where it's coming from. But if you don't know Sefer Dvarim, you can't begin to appreciate the song. It's clear that's where it's coming from. We didn't stump it two words. It's the beginning of the speech and the end of the speech. Now, one more thing we have to do. The speech is over. Perchav Zayin. Look how the narrator of Chumash comes back. See that? Parakhav Zayin, the speech is over. But there's a new story. What happens? Moshe and the Zkenim command the people another mitzvah. And what's this mitzvah? Read Parakhav Zayin now. Listen carefully, and this is going to explain everything. Which is coming up now. Listen to this other mitzvah. When you cross the Jordan River and come to the land, erect big giant stones and plaster them. And it's not pouring. Why are you plastering stones if it's not pouring?
To write on them.
To write on them, exactly. And what are you going to write on them? Look at the next passage. What are we going to write on this stones? Which Torah? The one we just taught. Everything I just taught you, the laws that we get at Har Sinai, put them in writing in stone on big rocks on Har Ebal. And what else are we going to do? Tell me if this sounds familiar. Take big rocks and write on them the words of the Torah on a mountain. Read the next line.
Okay.
Keep going.
One of Shlomo's tibna is Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha, Ba'alisa Olav Olos Hashem Elokecha, Mazavach Yishlom Ba'achot Hashem Elokecha, Ba'samach Talik Nei Hashem Elokecha. Ba'chasavta Olav Onim Es Kol Dibra Atzera Azoz Pe'eh.
Understand? Ring a bell, a mountain, teaching Torah, writing in stone, Korbanot, a Kiddush, Kleishik, remember Olot and Shlomim? Mm-hmm. Would we have the same thing? That's our Sinai. That's Parsha Mishpatim. The beginning of Berachot Tal. Before he goes after the 40 days. We're going to relive Mamad Har Sinai. And what do we write on the stones? Divrei HaTorah Hazot. Now, what's Divrei HaTorah Hazot referring to?
We got the first day just now.
The speech. And why don't we see the proof? Where did the speech begin again? Parakeh, remember? What comes right before Parakeh? Perek Dalet. Look at the end of Perek Dalet. Look at the end of Perek Dalet. Remember, look, make sure you see the first line of Parakeh, and go back four Pesukim. In the end of Parak Dalet, look at Pasuk Mem Dalet, but don't stand up. Look at Dalet Mem Dalet, but try not to stand up. What's it say? Lezor Asher Samoshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael. Which explains, now, when it's all over, what's going to say? Read Divrei HaTorah Hazot, remember? V'ketav Talmid Kol Divrei HaTorah Hazot B'Heretiv. But what Torah is it referring to? Before the speech began, how does Chumash introduce the speech? V'zot HaTorah Zot Samo Shedef Neben Yisrael. And what does this Torah include? Keep reading. Eile?
Eile.
Achukim HaMishpatim. Did God give Moshe when? Listen carefully. Stem in Mitzrayim, year one. Keep reading.
V'eile Hayadim Bagai Mul Beis Be'eretz Tichon.
That's year 40. So make up your mind. Year one or year 40? What's the answer? He taught in year one. He's teaching again in year 40. And therefore, the Torah is, in Pshat, the Torah of the laws Moshe gets on the first 40 days, he reviews and says he's learning. And when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, on the first 40 days, he got the Torah and HaMitzvah. What was HaMitzvah? We know what HaMitzvah is. What's the Torah? Understand Chumash? And how important is everything about this? We didn't need it one Parshan, because it's all black and white. All you have to do is read it. I wasn't doing gematrias. The story is right there in front of you. Now, even better, we relive this. Didn't Moshe say in the beginning, God made a brief, everyone was there, remember I saw you at Sinai, everyone was there? Why do we need another one? Because we weren't there. And now we're going in the land. So shouldn't every generation have to do this? Wouldn't it be a good idea? Every generation does do that. You know when? The last mitzvah of Sefer Dvarim. Open a Perek Lamed Aleph. After this speech is over, remember what's going to be in Parshat Ki Tavo? There'll be another Tochacha, which makes sense now. Remember? Eile Divrei Brit, Asher Kras Hashem Ba'Har Sinai, Avot Moab, in addition to the Brit he made with them in Har Sinai. Remember there's a Tochacha in Vayikra and the Tochacha here? There's the Tochacha in the first year and Tochacha in the last year. They come with the laws. But look in Perek Lamed Aleph. Moshe is leaving, giving over the charge to Yeshua. And listen what Moshe, the last commandment of Chumash. The last mitzvah in Chumash. Have it? Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud. Keep going, Bechol. What do you read? The Torah Hazot? What's the Torah Hazot? Is that Mamad Har Sinai again? We have a mountain. What mountain is it now? Har Moriah, Har Abayah. Olot and Shlamim? Holiday of Sukkot. Boy, there are Olot and Shlamim, right there? The biggest time of them. We read the Torah in public? Hakel. And all the words of Hakel are right. Earlier in his first speech, the day you stood in Har Sinai is called Yom HaKahal. B'Omer Shemela Hakeli Ta'am, Lashmim Mitvarai. In Perek Dalet, in the speech in Perek Dalet, he says the exact same thing. Understand Sefer Dvarim now? So we did a too fast a version, but I hope you got the main point. It's the most important book in Chumash. It's like a shame that like people don't realize it. But do you understand where everyone gets confused? It's a review. Chazal were 100% right. In fact, what laws did the king have to write? He writes Mishneh Torah. Because what laws? The laws for here are not just about appointing a king. Who's it? There's laws about the army, about building Hamakom HaShirim Chal Hashem, about your economic system. Who's in charge of running the country? The king. What's his guide to how to run the country? The Torah. And therefore, what's the king have to write? The laws of Sefer Dvarim. And going to Chazal, what Masechet Sota, what do we read in Hakel? Want to take a wild guess? Sefer Dvarim. Make sense? So that's the book of Dvarim, and it's the most important book of Chumash. Because it's a book of how to become a Mamlechet Kohanim B'Goy Kadosh. On a national level. There's laws about individual behavior and Kilchim to you, about how individual represents God. Here, how the nation represents God. Laws about Korbanot and Sefer Vayikra. Laws about our relationship with God and Shemot. But the main book, the laws that Moshe gives in the first 40 days, the covenant of Luchot HaEvan, the Torah and the Mitzvah, he gets them, Moshe teaches them over and over again, and they're the nitty-gritty of a nation representing God. There's also Kedoshim Kiyum, which has important status, Parsha Mishpatim, but those are the main sets of laws that they give Chumash. Yeah. Once Chumash does it, and repeats things second times, what Chumash does on purpose, it'll say that you don't make little changes. And what do the rabbis learn from the little changes? We learn tons and tons of halachot by saying things that are similar and saying them in different ways. That's how Torah Shabbat Peh interprets Torah Shabbat itself. But now you understand why so many things are in Dvarim. And the question isn't why are things repeated in Dvarim. The question is why are the laws that belong in Dvarim that are given earlier? Why is Parshat like you asked? Why is Parshat Mishpatim earlier? And why is Kedushim Tiyu in Sefer Vayikra? Because they all belong in Dvarim. And why they're separated, that's a complicated share, but it's doable. But that's the way you have five books in Chumash. Okay? So that's our class for Shavuot. And one last thing. Hakel. The main purpose of Hakel is Aman Kemad Lirat Hashem. You can't learn everything in Hakel, but the main thing is the experience. You learn to fear God. And it's like last year or years, I've got a little Musar, I mean, insights, whatever you call it. A year in Yeshiva you learn, but the main thing you learn is Yirat Shaman. You follow? It's a way of life. And if you take the parallel of Maman Har Sinai and Hakel, once every 7 years from Yisrael, the Maman Har Sinai in a person's life is the year in Yeshiva. You learn, but the main thing isn't learning. The main thing is is the HaMitzvah section, not the Chukim Mishpatim section. It's the fear of God and the desire to learn and the Avat Hashem of it. And that has to be renewed every 7 years at Hakel. But it starts, the first event is that year of learning, year of dedication to learning, and then that you're set in a direction to... So hopefully you should, your learning should, I guess, you guys are mostly with after Shavuos, don't you? Or within a week or two after Shavuos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But except the Brits, stay long. Okay? No, for sleep also. Anyway, I have to go, it's late night. But anyway, thanks so much. Who's going to be here next year, some of you? 1, 2, 3. Oh, good, okay. We'll see most of you next year. Pick one day. You're Shana Bet? No. What? You have to go back to YU?
Yeah.
It sounds like it wasn't your decision.
It will be.
Yeah. You're still time. Yeah, of course. I could have known you wouldn't have a choice. Okay. You did good one.